characteristics of American education. Formal education in the United States consists of elementary, secondary, and higher education. Elementary and secondary education, which forms public education, is free and compulsory. There are different types of colleges and universities available for high school graduates from different social and economic backgrounds. It is reported that presently more than half of the graduates from senior high schools can go on to further study in different types of institutions of higher learning. American colleges and universities graduate about 1 million students a year. There's greater possibility in the United States for adults to get higher education than in most countries in the world. 美国的正规教育由初等教育、中等教育和高等教育构成。初等和中等教育属公共教育，是免费的义务教育。各种类型的学院和大学招收来自各种不同社会背景的高中毕业生。据报道，目前有半数以上的高中毕业生可以进入各种类型的高等学府继续深造。美国的学院和大学一年就有约100万学生毕业。美国成年人接受高等教育的可能性超过世界上大多数国家。Some schools, colleges, and universities are public, and others are private.The names public and private refer to the way in which these institutions are funded and controlled. Public schools, usually larger in size, are created, financially supported, and governed by states or communities, and private ones by religious groups or non-religious private organizations or individuals.There are more public elementary and secondary schools than private ones. While private colleges and universities outnumber public ones. Although co-education is a principle, there are still quite a number of single-sex institutions. 一些学校、学院和大学是公立的，而另一些则是私立的。所谓公立和私立是指学校的经费来源、管理方式。公立学校通常规模较大，由州或社区创立和管理，并给予经济上的支持，而私立学校则由宗教团体或非宗教性的私人组织或个人投资创立。公立中小学多于私立的中小学校，而私立的学院和大学却又比公立的多。虽然男女同校是一项原则，然而还是有相当多的单一性别的学校，也就是只招收男生或女生。Diversity is considered to be an outstanding characteristic of American education. This can be seen not only in the type, size, or control of the institutions,but in educational policies and practices. Education is a function of the state, not the federal government. There's not a national system of education in the United States. The federal government influences education and contributes financially to its development, but it has no control over educational policies and practice across the states.It is the state that establishes policies for the education within its boundary.
多样性被视为美国教育的一个显著特点。这不仅表现在学校的类型、规模和管理上，而且还表现在教育政策和教学实践上。教育是州的职责，而不是联邦政府的。美国没有全国性的统一的教育体系，联邦政府可以影响教育，资助教育的发展，但它不控制各州的教育政策和实施情况，各州为自己的辖区内的学校教育制定政策。
As each state has a freedom to develop a school system as it desires.And delegates its power of education to local districts to the extent it wishes. Many variations can be found in the education system of the 50 states. But on the other hand, there is a remarkable sameness in these systems due to such factors as the high rate of population mobility among educators and students, the standardized tests, and a highly developed system of communications, etc.由于各州可以自由地按自己的意愿去发展学校，并且可以把它的教育管理授权地方学区，授权多少由各州自定，所以50个州的教育体制有很大差别。但另一方面，这些体制中又有许多的相同点。产生相同点的原因有教育者和学生中较高的人口流动率、标准化考试以及高度发达的通讯系统等等。